For WHO, blood collection from voluntary, non-paid donors is the cornerstone of a safe and sufficient blood supply due to fewer blood-borne infections. But with global needs increasing every year, many patients do not have timely access to blood and blood products. Dr. Neelam Dhingra Kumar is with WHO's Blood Transfusion Safety Unit.
We need more and more volunteer donors to come forward and give blood to meet these increasing requirements and to improve access to this life-saving therapy.
Among the patients who depend on blood transfusions for their treatment are children with severe anemia due to malaria or malnutrition and women who suffer complications during pregnancy and childbirth.
A unit of blood can actually make a difference between life and death for females. Even a healthy woman, if bleeds profusely after childbirth, within 10 minutes can really, you know, if not managed properly, can lose life.
The World Health Organization reports that in 2011, 83 million units of blood were collected globally, an 8 million increase when compared with 2004. That same year, 60 countries, including several middle and low-income countries, also achieved 100% voluntary unpaid blood donations. Still, challenges persist, says Dr. Yet Megeta Ayayu Abdallah, also from WHO's Blood Transfusion Safety Unit.
73 countries, for instance, are currently collecting more than 50% of their blood supply from paid donors or family replacement donors. Donations from paid and family replacement donors compromise the safety as well as availability of blood and blood products for the patients that actually depend on these supplies.
On World Blood Donor Day, WHO is calling for countries to obtain 100% of their supplies of blood and blood products from voluntary unpaid donors by 2020. The agency says providing safe and adequate blood and blood products should be integral to every country's national health care policy. Deanne Penn, United Nations.